Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Paul is showing us, as saved people, that when we see Christians and churches like this church at Ephesus, that we should not cease to give thanks to God for them, not to cease praying for them. One of the things that we need to learn today is that we need to pray for one another. We need to pray for our churches and other churches that preach the truth of God's word and have not compromised their doctrines and standards. He says, giving thanks and making mention. They are both in the present tense of the Greek, which means they continually give thanks and make mention for these people in their prayers. Oftentimes, our praying is for a sick loved one, maybe even for a backsliding loved one. And we should do that. But my friend, I believe that it's more important that we are praying regularly for people who have a strong witness and they love the brethren. Now, your church, your county, your country needs Christians who witness the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ and they exercise love toward the saints. Now, he says, we are making mention of you. We're giving thanks for you in our prayers. But then in verse 17 through verse 19, he begins to show the specific requests that are being made for these believers. And that's where we kind of want to hone in on that particular thing at this time. Now, this shows us the right request to make for fellow believers. This is how we should pray for fellow believers and churches, as he mentioned in verses 15 and 16. An area in which modern believers fall short is the matter of prayer. We not only don't pray enough, we do not pray to the best advantage. Often we content ourselves in asking for physical things, while God's waiting patiently on us to request His spiritual treasures. As we examine these verses, let's be sure to see how a person prays who has spiritual insight. This is the Apostle Paul relating to these people, how he prays for them specifically. Now, the doctrine of Christ is seen clearly by saying the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is referring to the humanity of Christ, by the way, and the Father of glory. Now, isn't it great? We do not have to call any man on earth our Holy Father, because God is our Holy and Heavenly Father. When I have Him for a Holy and Heavenly Father, why should I settle for less than the best? I'm not going to do it. So when I call someone Father, in this sense, it's going to be God. It's not going to be some religious man. Now notice what the Father of glory is being requested by Paul to give the believers who have a testimony of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto the brethren. He asked God to give unto these fellow believers who have a testimony of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto the brethren, he asked to give them the spirit of wisdom. Now, by the way, Let me ask you, our listeners, to please pray for me daily in this matter, in which Paul was praying for the church at Ephesus. Be sure that you do it daily, and according to the same request, pray that I'll have the wisdom of God. Now, the word wisdom here is defined as knowledge and how to regulate one's relationship to God. Wisdom, which is related to goodness. Now, since wisdom is knowledge of right and wrong with just judgment as to action, we see then that this wisdom is a prayer for knowledge in order to be obedient to the will and commands of God. He also asked that God would give them the spirit of revelation. The Greek word for revelation here is the word apokalypsis. It means, in simple terms, an uncovering or disclosure. This Greek word is used as one of the three Greek words that refer to the coming of Christ. There are two other Greek words used to refer to Christ's coming. One is epiphania, which means appearing. The other is parousia, and it means presence or coming. But the word here, apokalypsis, is a grander and more comprehensive word. Not only is the thing shown or seen, it is also the interpretation or unveiling of the same. So Christ, in his first coming, is more of an epiphania because it is merely an appearing. God in the flesh, but his glory is veiled. But Christ in his second coming is apocalypsis, in that it reveals his glory, which was veiled in his first coming. Praying from the heart, one can know Christ more intimately than the disciples knew him in his earthly sojourn. Now, we covered this in our last message in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. But just as a way of reminder, in John chapter 16, verse 7, 12 and 13, we read this, Jesus speaking, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." So basically, it just says this, that when he left, he had sent his Holy Spirit. And he had things that he really wanted to tell them, but they didn't have the capacity to understand it and comprehend it. But when the Holy Spirit come into their heart and open their understanding, then they could understand the deeper things. And so, in that respect, we can know the Lord more intimately and know the deeper things of God, because now we have the Spirit of God. So what a blessing it would be if all of you who are in Christ and you're listening to this radio pastor, that you would have a daily growing revelation of Jesus Christ. And so that's how he's praying for this church. He's praying that they might have the spirit of wisdom, knowledge of right and wrong, with just judgment as to action, and revelation, the intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now have wisdom as what to do with that knowledge. You see, the revelation is not new knowledge to be given to men that is not revealed in Scripture. Instead, it is a deeper heart knowledge of him through this intimate relationship of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals the Father, reveals the Son, reveals God to us through the Word of God, the Bible. Now, knowledge is the next word there in verse 17 that is mentioned. And it isn't the normal Greek word for knowledge. Rather, it is a word that has the idea of clear and exact knowledge. It is a more thorough participation with the object of our knowledge. You go to a doctor's office, and the doctor says, "You've got a broken arm." The nurse knows that you have a broken arm. She may even know where the break took place. But the doctor has a greater and exact knowledge of the break, the best way to set it, and the best way to deal with it, that it might heal properly. And that's the kind of knowledge that we should have of our Lord. This is a knowledge that very powerfully influences the form of our daily lives that we live for the Lord. It exerts its influence on our person. In other words, this knowledge that we gain of Him through the Word of God with His Holy Spirit teaching us, it affects the way we live. This is more than an enlightened head. It is an enlightened heart. And by that is meant that our disposition and our character as regards to purity, fidelity, and integrity. In other words, this knowledge of God gains control of us, and it translates into our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus said it this way, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." You ever meet a man that always has to have either some kind of a sexual innuendo or some other type of thing that is off-center? That's a person that his heart is in those things. And because their heart is constantly in those things, they're constantly making those statements. You see, what a man's mouth refers to most often is the man's mouth is simply expressing what's in its heart. And that's what the Lord taught us in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And so, according to this, we're to be praying not only for ourselves, but for one another, that we might have a knowledge of the Lord, that it goes down into our heart, and an exact knowledge, so that when our mouth speaks, it speaks the exact things that are right about our Lord and that others should know. So again, I ask, pray for me. Now, pray for your mate. Pray for the brethren of your local church. Pray that we'd all have a right and growing wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. And pray this way continually. And now, think of verse 18. As he has started out praying this way for the people, he says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened." Now think about that with verse 17 in mind, about having the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of the Lord. Now he's saying he wants the eyes of your understanding enlightened. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.